The light begun to come before we got to the foot of the island. Then we looked in at the window. We could make out a bed and a table and two old chairs and lots of things around about on the floor, and there was clothes hanging against the wall. There was something laying on the floor in the far corner that looked like a man. So Jim says, "Hello, you." But it didn't budge. So I hollered again, and then Jim says, "The man ain't asleep. He's dead. You hold still. I'll go and see." He went and bent down and looked and says, "It's a dead man. Yes, indeedy. Naked, too. He's been shot in the back. I reckon he's been dead 2 or 3 days. Come in, Huck, but don't look at his face. It's too ghastly." I didn't look at him at all. Jim throwed some old rags over him, but he needn't done it. I didn't want to see him. There was heaps of old greasy cards scattered around on the floor, and old whiskey bottles, and a couple of masks made out of black cloth, and all over the walls was the ignorantest kind of words and pictures made with charcoal. There was 2 old dirty calico dresses and a sunbonnet and some women's underclothes hanging against the wall, and some men's clothing, too. We put the lot into the canoe. It might come good. There was a boy's old speckled straw hat on the floor. I took that, too. And there was a bottle that had had milk in it, and it had a rag stopper for a baby to suck. We would have took the bottle, but it was broke. There was a seedy old chest and an old hair trunk with the hinges broke. They stood open, but there weren't nothing left in them that was any account. The way things were scattered about, we reckoned the people left in a hurry and weren't fixed so as to carry off most of their stuff. We got an old tin lantern and a butcher knife without any handle and a brand new Barlow knife worth 2 bits in any store and a lot of tallow candles and a tin candlestick and a gourd and a tin cup and a ratty old bed quilt off the bed and a reticule with needles and pins and beeswax and buttons and thread and all such truck in it and a hatchet and some nails and a fish line as thick as my little finger with some monstrous hooks on it and a roll of buckskin and a leather dog collar and a horseshoe and some vials of medicine that didn't have no label on them. And just as we was leaving, I found a tolerable good curry comb, and Jim, he found a ratty old fiddle bow and a wooden leg. The straps was broke off it, but barring that, it was a good enough leg, though it was too long for me and not long enough for Jim, and we couldn't find the other one, though we hunted all around. And so, take it all around, we made a pretty good haul. When we was ready to shove off, we was 1/4 mile below the island, and it was a pretty broad day. So I made Jim lay down in the canoe and cover up with the quilt, because if he set up, people could tell he was a nigger a good ways off. I paddled over to the Illinois shore and drifted down most 1/2 mile doing it. I crept up the dead water under the bank and hadn't no accidents and didn't see nobody. We got home all safe.